The willingness to surrender all to God. So devotional non-duality means the love for God is enough that you're willing to surrender everything that stands in the way of the realization of the presence of divinity, which turns out not to be an other, but the self. You thought it was going to be out there later? It's the source of one's existence. To come to the realization, the radical reality of subjectivity. We take subjectivity for granted. We take the field for granted. We take consciousness for granted. This is what we take for granted. This is what we think is important. This is what's trivial and irrelevant. And this is what you are. We ignore what we are in return for focusing on that which we are not. At this very instant, 99.9% of your mind is silent. At this very instant, in this entire room, everybody's mind is 99% silent. That's a fact, is it? Better be a fact. Or you're fired. Oh, she puts up with me. I don't know how she does it. Eccentric, that's right. 99.9% of your mind is silent. And the reason you don't notice it is because you're focused on the 1% that's noisy. It's like you have a vast amphitheater. Let's take a great ballpark. It seats 40,000 people. Nobody's there. In the middle of the night, but over in the corner, there's one little tiny transistor radio or one little 4-inch TV. That's what you're focused on. The whole amphitheater is empty. There's nobody in the seats. But you think this is where the action is. So you're focused on the little tiny thing of the moment, attracting your attention. Because attention is focused here, you think that's what your mind is. That's not what your mind is. The mind is the absolute silence. If your mind wasn't silent, you wouldn't know what you're thinking about. If it wasn't for the silence in the woods, you couldn't hear any noise. How could you hear a bird sing? Well, it's only against the background of silence. It's only against the background of the innate silence of the mind that you can witness what the mind is thinking about. At that realization, you call it instead of me. It's not what my mind is thinking about, it's what it's thinking about. That same realization comes about with the body when you leave the identification with the body. You see it doing what it's doing. I have nothing to do with it. Never did have anything to do with it. It belongs to nature and is karmically propelled. It just does what it's going to do. It's as entertaining to me as anybody else. I mean, it's just a novelty. It is true. So what are the fields of realization? I want to get to that. As things arise then, there's a willingness to surrender them to God. Is a willingness to surrender everything as it arises. You see, when you hear a musical note, the note arises and then it falls. As you hear the note, it's already crested and it's already falling. So surrender then is the willingness to let go all positionalities of everything that it arises as it arises. Not to label it anything, not to call it anything, not to take a position about it. The willingness to surrender to everything as it arises and allow you to go through major surgery without anesthesia. Done it several times. The minute you resist the pain, or call it pain, the minute you say, they're cutting my thumb off, or the minute you start to resist the pain is excruciating. The minute you get off your position, but you stay on the edge of the knife, let go resisting, you can disappear any illness as it arises. So if you fall down and you feel you've just twisted your ankle, you can't call it pain, you can't call it twisted ankle, there are sensations coming up. You let go resisting the sensations. Don't label them anything. You're not experiencing pain. Nobody experienced pain. Pain is a label. You can't experience diabetes, you can't experience pneumonia, you can't experience any of those things. Those are all words, labels. You can cough. You can't even experience a cough. That's another word you put on it. There's a sensation. You let go of resisting the sensation. Completely surrender it to God, the willingness to surrender everything to God as it arises. So as it arises, the willingness to surrender it brings you into a state of alwaysness, of the presence of reality as the source of existence. If you live on the front of the wave, you're always anticipating the future. The ego is always trying to be one up on the next moment. If you surrender it late, hang on to it a while, you're always living in the past. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? So this one lives in fear, this one lives in regret. Neither one's reality, trying to get one up on the future. Because you're not there yet, you can't get one up on the future, because when you get there, you'll have created a new future that you can never get one up on. The future is always out there.
As Dr. Hawkins ends the session, he leaves us with a challenge to let go of resisting any sensations that we have as they arise. By letting go of resisting and surrendering everything to God, you will find yourself in what he terms the alwaysness. Are you currently surrendering any aspects of your life to the divine? Perhaps for the next several days, you might create the intention to start the surrendering process. You may find that the simple act of offering your experience and feelings up to the divine as they arise will free you from the burdens that you carry as you attempt to solve all of life's challenges on your own.